What do we got, John? News in 60 seconds. We have 9 minutes to do it and discuss, so I think that's good. We can get it.
I have news in 9 minutes, though, today.
Oh, crap.
Whoa.
All right, well, let's try and cut it down. News in 60 seconds. Go.
Yo, dog.
All right, hold up.
Give
sorry.
Me a countdown.
All right, countdown.
Kyle gives me a countdown. What's this?
Sorry. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Golf. All right, December 5th marked the 75th year since Prohibition was officially repealed in the USA. I hope everyone had a pint. Next, according to Bloomberg.com, the UK government proposed a ban on happy hour in order to curb excessive drinking. There's also a proposal for mandatory code requiring something... pub or bar license holders to provide training for all the bar staff to inform patrons of the amount of alcohol in every drink they sell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Next, according to ProBrewer.com, the original Goose Island will stay put. The landlord had originally thought he could, like, raise prices, raise rent prices, and rent it to someone else, but no other person was willing to rent it. So, finally, the SBS Imports has announced that Bell's Brewery has agreed to be the 2009 partner for the latest brew in the DeProof Brewmasters collaboration series. Other brewers that have done this before would be the brewers from Puck Brewing and Lost Abbey and Allagash.
All right, you're only about 10 seconds over. But
I stuttered.
Yeah, it was that what stumble. That stumble did it. Otherwise, you'd be right
I
now.
Couldn't read what I wrote.
Yeah, man. Well,
my hands were cold when I got here. I was, like, really struggling to write this.
All right, well, next time you can dictate, and I'm like, well, my handwriting's terrible anyway.
Right. I'll type. There's, like, four computers here.
It's true. So we got Prohibition. Yay, no Prohibition for 75 years.
Did you guys celebrate with a pint?
Not intentionally, not, like, because of this, but yes. So, that's good.
I did.
Good.
What day was it?
Yesterday,
yep.
Right.
Sweet.
I read about it at work.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went home for lunch.
Nice.
And tapped a beer off the kegerator.
That's good.
Funny enough, I had a Goose Island.
Nice. Good. Well, let's talk about that. Goose Island, yeah. The news had been that they were going to be kicked out of their original location, but they had some other locations.
Well,
right.
The landlord, the price, they had raised the price... from what the original rent was. And that was partially just because the neighborhood that they're in has kind of become this trendy area, I guess.
Sure.
And you know,
they're in Wrigleyville, isn't it? The original location?
I think that's one of their other locations.
Yeah, no, the original one. And but yeah, so the price has kind of come up. But now with the housing
and
not
the
doing
economy
as well,
and
the economic recession and whatnot, I guess it's been a little bit harder. So they were able to strike a deal, which is great.
Yeah, good for them. They wanted to stay there, and they're happy about it. We're happy about it.
I still find it weird that they don't own their original location.
Yeah, I mean, it's in Chicago. I mean, it's got to be hard to find, like, a place big enough for a brew pub and brewery to, like, buy. I mean, I don't know.
But they're pretty big.
They're big, but
they didn't used to be big. It's their original location.
When they started,
right,
that was a way that they could save some money just to, like, get going, you know?
Sure.
Because you got to cut a corner somehow, and that was the one they chose.
And then they just never were able to buy it, and they opened other locations. And,
you know, like, and now the...
Could they have-
The landlord knows.
How do they open these other locations?
The guy didn't want to sell, man.
Oh,
I mean, it could be a big building with all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
It. I mean, you
know. I don't know.
I don't either. I haven't been there. We should go.
I've been to one of their sites.
We'll call them up and ask them.
It just seems a little weird to me. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure there's like a totally logical explanation, but.
Oh, they are really big. I mean, they're a national brand for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But good for them to get to stick on. And so what about the happy hour ban? What do you think about this? They're trying to cut down drunkenness among youths.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love happy hour.
I don't know. That's because you're a drunk youth. I mean, it's fine.
Like, really?
I don't really want it to happen, but I like drinking when it's dark out. You know, unless it's summer, which I drink in like the afternoon then. And
I guess.
Happy hour is kind of non-existent.
Isn't it anti-freedom, though? It's an anti-America. Shoot, it's in England.
A little
Isn't
bit.
It, anti-
it is anti-
anti-queen.
No.
Not really.
I don't know. Yeah,
Do
I
you think
know.
She goes to happy hours?
No. But I don't think... Do you think people really, like, get drunk because it's cheap, or they, like, want to get drunk and they go and it's cheap? I don't know.
I'd say...
Tough to say.
I'd say it's that one. I mean...
But maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll be like, all right, I guess, I've already spent my $20. I won't spend any more or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it'll help.
In times of recession, they should offer more happy hours.
True, yeah. Help these pubs out.
Mm.
Poor pubs. And then what about, the...
But the other part about training...
That's weird.
How are they going to do that? Like, excuse
every time
me,
you order
sir?
A beer, like, by the way,
did you know that the beer you're drinking today is
yeah, it's like
9%?
Or like every time they're like, all right, I want a pint of Fuller's ESB. Fuller's ESB is 5.3% alcoholic volume.
Yeah, like, they'll probably have like a tab going and like this is how much you've spent and this is how much
this
alcohol
is how
you've consumed.
You are.
Oh yeah, they keep it on the tab like what's your height and weight? They got to type it in. Like, I don't know about that.
They have a breathalyzer at each table.
I guess in times like this when beers vary so much in alcohol, I don't know. But it usually says that if you're in a place with high alcohol beer, like Belgian beer or something, usually says it on there.
They always.
You should be able to keep track of yourself and your own drunkenness.
No, and not only this, you got to figure the average beer if you're just going to go out and buy a pint, you're not going to be buying like all the crazy stuff. If you're the one that's actively seeking a crazy high alcohol beer, you probably know enough about that beer.
You should
that
have
you're
four of
you're going to have yeah. the knowledge to make those decisions anyways. You can't go out and buy, you know, 5 Miller Lights and really be that messed up. There's really not that much in there.
Yeah.
Assuming it's in a long period.
Plus, if it's in an hour. Wait, an hour, you might be messed up.
Then that would be bad.
Yeah.
Even like, okay, so let's
you'd
say
be full,
1 Miller
for sure.
Light.
You'd be,
yeah. It's less filling, John. Great taste.
Yeah, it's like, how many pieces of corn can you eat, man?
That's a good point. I can eat corn all night.
I can put down like a husk.
Yeah.
You know?
A husk.
Yeah. That's...
Wow. An ear?
Yeah, one ear, right.
The husk is what you take off the ear.
That's disgusting.
I could put down one husk, too.
This is devolved. I'm going to bring this back to Bell's. Friends of the show, they're going to be doing the the partnership brewing with the Proof or
that's
Prof or whatever
cool.
from Belgium. It sounds cool. I mean, I think it's a really nice idea. Like, it's kind of well-renowned Belgian breweries being like, hey, the Americans do good stuff. Come over and brew batch with me.
It's kind of interesting that, you know, in the past they've chose like Lost Abbey and Allagash.
Belgian brewers.
And now they choose Bell's, you know, who are just all over the map.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They really don't have much in the realm of Belgian style.
No, that's really the only style that they don't do is Belgian style. Whereas Allagash and at Lost Abbey are pretty exclusively Belgian type beers.
I wonder if it's just because, you know, they're a pretty big name in the craft brew and they want to bring that one over. That's or maybe they want to
mix it up.
They want to try something that's more American style and adapt that into theirs.
Or just when
they do a lot of stouts, you know, Belgian stouts are
that might be
big.
Something. Ooh, that would be an interesting one. I would like to try that if that's
predictions.
What it is. Good. I'm sure it'll be dark. I'm sure Larry will convince them to do something dark. But
yeah,
that's interesting. I think it'd be more of a collaboration of people who kind of think differently. But
yeah. Speaking of dark beers, the Black Albert was insane.
Oh, yeah?
Just throwing that out there. Black Albert at the Malt House.
I think it's probably gone by now.
Probably gone by now.
But it was good.
It was really good.
It was
good.
There. Looks like we're running out of time here.
I think Kyle has something to say.
Next week, our show, we've been kind of talking about what we're going to do for the holiday.
Yeah.
And it turns out we're going to be reviewing the winter sessions of beers. So
winter seasonals.
Yeah.
Christmas ales, winter ales.
Christmas ales, winter ales.
Lagers,
there may
possibly.
Be a lager, maybe
yeah,
you never
possibly.
Know. Some gruit or something.
Sure,
maybe not.
So yeah, winter beer tasting.
Should check
more.
To see what Hebrew has.
Yeah, I'm sure they got something
like a Hanukkah. Like
I wonder if they do. I bet
that'd be really cool. I mean, you know, like,
that's
be
a good
awesome.
Idea. But I think that's going to do it for Beer Talk today. Thanks for listening in. For John and Kyle, this is Matt. Have
a
wonderful.
Say goodbye myself.
All right, say goodbye yourself.
See ya.
All right,
drink a big beer.